It is possible that not both of them will despise God's word and refuse to repent and so forth. And we should not, when that's the case, we should recognize that at least in an outward way, when one is innocent and one is wanting to live within the faith and, with, and so forth, we should not place them both under this idea that they've both aren't Christians or that there's no difference between them because neither one of them's perfect. Because the blame does not fall with the Christian woman who says, enough is enough. I can't take being cheated on anymore. It's not right that I and the children are being exposed to STDs and other liabilities. It's not right that I don't have space and time to heal. It's not her fault or her blame for wanting to be out of this abusive relationship. Rather, it's with the man who continues to abuse his wife and cheat on her and has dissolved the marriage, in fact, even though it hasn't been recognized by the state. And it's not unchristian for a wife to disbelieve a habitual adulterer and to want fruits of repentance that make her feel safe and the like, or to finally say, I can't take this anymore. Remember that the same Lord who spared Nineveh destroyed Sodom. That is to say that his patience is not without an end. So only one of those who was crucified with Christ gained paradise, right? The other one missed his chance and went to hell. So we're not called upon to be more gospel-oriented or loving or forgiving than God. And there are limits to these things.